hiking these days. Pretty different than it used to be. There's so many gadgets to help. GPS, apps with radar that tell you if rain is coming, assuming you have service, of course. Maybe you leave the phone at home to truly get away. But humans used to have no choice at all. The only gadgets to guide the way were more low-tech, like a pile of rocks. It is technically called a cairn, and it's been marking trails for millennia. But as Stina Sieg of member station KJZZ in Phoenix explains, these stones have become steeped in controversy.
Beth Dinette is searching for the perfect rocks. Smooth, flat, easy to stack, and with the right metaphysical energy for a cairn.
I don't know, they just give an overwhelming sense of peace and connecting with oneness.
She's crouched on the banks of Buda Beach, just outside the New Age hub of Sedona, Arizona. It's a popular swimming hole and considered a spiritual vortex. Dinette's cairn celebrates that energy and joins dozens of others left here.
And when someone else walks this path and they see these rocks, they know that, hey, someone else experienced maybe the same thing or had the same thought that I did when I was out here. So it's a unity.
Yes, I have knocked down a few. Sure.
That's Robin Martin, a senior lecturer at Northern Arizona University. She calls these cairns pointless reminders of human ego.
And somebody might think I'm kind of a crank, or at least curmudgeonly.
But for years, she's seen cairns go from being navigational tools to becoming a kind of backcountry fad, popping up like mushrooms. And Martin's irritation isn't just about aesthetics. Moving rocks alters the landscape, she says, causing erosion and evicting insects from their homes. They can also confuse hikers, leading them astray.
There are so many different ways to express yourself and to be out, you know, in these wilderness areas with your family or by yourself, where you don't have to leave a reminder for somebody else to find that you were there.
She recently wrote as much in an essay featured on the website for the magazine, The High Country News. The online comments were immediate and blistering. Some readers agreed with Martin, but others wrote things like, "Go murder some kale."
Or get a life.
Or hashtag, "Is there a rock shortage?"
I was completely blindsided by those.
But it didn't surprise author David B. Williams. He turned up similar passion while researching his 2012 book, Cairns, Messengers, and Stone. He says national parks in particular have been inundated by these towers of rock, from Maine to California to Hawaii.
They're everywhere.
And careless cairns go against the very nature of these stone columns, which William says have been used on every continent to convey various messages.
This is a way to go. This is a way to avoid. This is a way to appease a deity. This is the way to honor the dead.
It's been that way for thousands, maybe tens of thousands of years, William says, which is why, even though he's frustrated by many cairns, he also understands the human urge to construct them. Back at Buda Beach, Beth Dinette is topping off her cairn with a white rock, sparkling with a bit of crystal. She says she gets the environmental argument, but feels her little pillar shouldn't be compared to graffiti or litter.
There's worse things in life that you could do to make you feel good than stack some rocks.
And so the fad continues, one stone at a time. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Sedona, Arizona.